Finally today, I've always wanted to tell the story of the lead guitarist in the legendary Senegalese ensemble, Orchestra Baobab. But that story has now taken a turn. The guitarist's name is Barthélemy Atisso, and he's an amazing musical talent. Atisso also happens to be a lawyer in his native Togo, so he would commute from there to Senegal to rehearse and tour with the band. A few years ago, he recommitted himself to the law, which meant that when Baobab was ready to record its latest album, they needed a replacement for Atisso, which they found. Not another guitarist, mind you, but a kora player named Abdoulaye Sissoko. The new Orchestra Baobab album, Tribute to Njuga Jang, does not suffer as a result. It's the same fun and exciting ensemble. It just happens to have a different instrument as the lead voice. I spoke to producer Nick Gold to find out how all that happened. Yeah, so not having Barthélemy Atisso, I mean, he was such a kind of mainstay of the ensemble and had incredible guitar solos. What does Orchestra Baobab lose when he's not with them?
Well, it was tricky. So we started to think about doing this record and without this amazing soloist. So I started talking to the main lead singer, Bala Sidibe, and we'd started to think about doing a more traditional record with balafon and with kora. So we started working that, and eventually he brought in a rhythm section, which was, lo and behold, the rhythm section of Baobab. And then the two saxophones from Baobab came in, so it became a Baobab album again. But as we'd brought in the kora and the saxophones, you know, we didn't notice his absence so much. There's a slightly different sound to it, which is, you know, I'm in love with.
Elaborate a bit more on that sound without the guitar and kora and horn standing in. What does that do to the music?
Amazingly, they sound still instantly recognizable as Orchestra Baobab. You know, they created this amazing, beautiful hybrid of Afro-Cuban and pan-West African sound. It just flows along beautifully with glorious melodies, and the solos pop out. We got this twin saxophone attack with Issa Sissoko with a very sort of declamatory vibrato-laden sound, and Cherno Koete with a much softer sound, so they complement each other beautifully. And then popping out, we've got this kora, which is a 22-string West African harp in there as well.
Senegal has had this kind of just surge of hip-hop in the last decade, and there are these newer, slicker iterations of Mbalak, that's the country's own indigenous rhythm. Has Baobab been kind of challenged in working around these new idioms?
I think they just carry on doing what they do. They're very old-school Africa. They're not interested in changing. I think they perfected this amazing, beautiful ensemble sound, which they're very protective of, which also seems to be able to absorb, you know, slight changes in personnel as well. But I don't think they're interested in trying to change at all.
And as Baobab's own kind of audiences age, are you as a producer kind of aware that you can't be too reliant on nostalgia for that old Afro-Cuban sound?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted very much to avoid them redoing any of their old songs. We've got one of their old songs on there, but otherwise it's all the repertoire is, you know, it's very much based in the various traditions of West Africa, but it's all of this repertoire is new to the band. So there is a freshness there, yeah.
Nick, what keeps drawing you back to Orchestra Baobab and a lot of the music from West Africa that you produce, like In the Heart of the Moon and the great album with Ry Cooder and Ali Farka Touré years ago?
Yeah, it's very difficult to define, but it's just, you know, it's just wonderful to be sort of enveloped in it. It's a very nice place to be.
Yep, a very nice place indeed. Nick Gold produced the latest album from Senegal's Orchestra Baobab, and that'll do it for our show this Monday. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Ah, yamoro dua. Yamoro dua.